This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
It is time to catch up with Dean McCarthy, our LA Scoopler correspondent. We're not going to talk about Hollywood gossip today because it is a very dark day for America after the Las Vegas shooting that has happened over the last 48 hours. So we're going to chat to Dean about that. Dean, how is America feeling right now?
Oh my goodness, you just summed it up in the word dark. It's a heavy day in America today. You can imagine if something like this happened in Australia, how you would feel. Everyone feels down and low. It is so upsetting. To give you an update, if you're just waking up and hearing the news, 58 people were confirmed dead, and it's probably more to come. Over 500 people injured. A gunman was at the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino and Resort across the road from a country music festival and opened fire down on the people at the festival. One of the people hit is my friend Joe. My friend Joe got shot in the arm, actually, and he posted a video from the hospital with all the people lined up trying to get blood and be looked after, and that was, as you can imagine, absolute chaos. Imagine 500 people injured, you know, so it's very, very upsetting today. Hollywood is in mourning. Hollywood have cancelled all of the Hollywood premieres that were supposed to happen today, like for the film Marshall. Everything has cancelled, and everyone's just trying to take in the news of the biggest massacre in modern history.
And still no word as to a motive or anything from this guy either.
That's the thing, Gabs. No one knows. Like, he was a 65-year-old former accountant. He had some cash. He was quite a wealthy guy. Zero criminal convictions. He had one parking ticket or something like 3 years ago. The police did not know of this guy. The FBI did not know of this guy. He was totally out of nowhere. No one, even his brother, doesn't know where this came from. So no motive as yet. Let's hope we find out. Maybe that will give the victim's families, I don't know, some kind of closure or something. It's just horrifying.
Now, people have come out, including Hillary Clinton, and talking about gun control and all that kind of stuff. Is that something that you are hearing once again?
Oh, yeah. It is every time this happens, because they get worse. Mm. These massacres get more dramatic and more horrifying, and that is, of course, everyone's talking about gun laws today. I've been asked if I think that public opinion is shifting. Definitely where I live in California, everyone thinks that the gun laws need to change. Some parts of, like, the South and the Midwest don't think they need to change, but I think the public perception is shifting because people are starting... Goodness, I can't believe I'm saying this. People are starting to realise how dangerous this is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The rest of us know how dangerous it is. So hopefully there is a shift and hopefully some changes take place.
Mm. Yeah, because the thought process is that people want guns to be able to protect themselves, but in situations like this, that wouldn't have been possible. So, you know, if guns weren't involved at all, then it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, exactly.
There is more details on our page about the Las Vegas shooting. If you want to go there to have a look, hit.com.au and all of your Scoopler as well.
And it's Hamish and Gabby, Hit FM. Time to check the moneymaker again, Gab, see what pops out. And I reckon I found an absolute cracker of a product.
I'm quite nervous about this because you are so excited.
I am super excited about this one because it reminds me of another yes, one of the original yeses I got for one of my products. And that is, and it's one of your favourites as well, the Slap It Lamp.
Yes, I love that idea.
So that's a lamp where you put it on your wall, it's shaped like a butt, you slap it to turn it on, you slap it to take it, turn it back off again, all right? And I thought, well, what can I find that is a similar win to that? And this is an invention called the booty pillow.
Okay.
All right. So, you know when, if you lie on the couch or on the floor or whatever, you might get your boyfriend or partner, significant other, comes along, lies on your butt, uses your butt as a pillow.
Yeah.
Even the small of your back as a pillow, and it's really comfortable. Well, the inventor of the booty pillow did that. He was lying on his girlfriend's, like, in the small of her back, and she's like, get off me, it's uncomfortable. He's like, no, it's super comfortable for me. So I went, well, hang on a second, how can we find the best of both worlds? He made his own booty pillow.
Oh, wow.
And it's shaped like the small of a female's back, basically.
So it's not the butt.
It incorporates the butt. It even has a G-string. It's wearing a G-string. Anyway, check this out.
The booty pillow is the product you've been waiting for. It's the perfect asset to a good night's sleep. It's nature's perfect pillow, modeled after nature's perfect shape.
My girl is always on the road for business, so I don't get to cuddle with her the way I like to. Thanks to Booty Pillow, I feel like she's still here.
The Booty Pillow is made to provide maximum comfort wherever you use it. Use it at the office to ease back pain. Use it on the couch while watching a movie. You can use it anywhere. Booty Pillows, putting a smile on your cheeks.
On your cheeks. Catchy. I get what he did Catchy. There.
All right, Gab, so you got to give it the yay or the nay. You got to tell me whether it's worth me stocking it here in Australia, making some coin off it or not. Come on, it's a win. It's got to be a
win. I feel like it'd be really embarrassing if someone walked in and you had that, like you said, at the office. Like, if you had that on your desk at the office, that's really uncomfortable. How do you explain that?
Well, you don't. You just say, hey, I'm catching a few Z's.
On my booty.
On my booty pillow. Want to join me? Come on.
That's so uncomfortable.
Yeah. On so many levels, but still,
if it was kept at home at all times,
yeah.
Still no. I find it creepy.
Oh, really?
I find it really creepy.
Oh,
slapping a butt as a lamp on the wall, not creepy. Sleeping on a butt that's wearing a G-string on the couch, creepy.
I am confused about where you draw the line as far as creepiness goes.
I just explained where the line is.
Is that right?
If you're throwing a G-string, that's where it's out.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I got it. All right, well, better luck next time, I guess.
Gabby's embarrassing moment number.
I've lost track. What are we up to? Like 100 million?
Yeah, something like that.
Sounds about right.
Not far off it.
No, it wouldn't be. But yeah, I was away on the weekend. So I had a friend visiting me from down south in Canberra.
Yes.
She was here for a week and we pretty much just did a tour of food.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you want to do? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, oh, I'll take you to this cafe and I'll take you to this restaurant and then we'll go here. And then she was leaving early from Brisbane Airport on Sunday morning. So we decided it was the best course of action to stay in Brisbane Saturday night.
Right,
so we didn't have to leave super ridiculously early to get it to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, while we're there, we should go to Eat Street because, you know, it's all about the food.
Yeah, of course.
So anyway, we got to our motel in Brisbane and it was very close to the airport, very convenient.
Yeah, of course.
It seemed like a very nice motel room when we got there.
Nice.
Two beds, so we didn't have to spoon or anything, so that was lovely.
Righto.
We unpacked our bags, we got ready to go for a bit of a shopping spree and then go to Eat Street. And I was like, oh, better go to the loo before we leave. Went into the bathroom, and I don't know who designed this motel, but I want to have a talk to that person.
Right, okay.
Because I went to sit down on the bathroom toilet.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a grill in the door that leads to the bedroom.
Yeah, right.
So there was, like, panelling in the door that was all facing down so no one could see in.
Yeah.
But I could see out, and I could see my friend walking around in the bedroom while I'm trying to do my biz.
Right.
And not only that, like, there's no glass or anything. It was just straight on through, no fan in the toilet either. So every sound and every smell was to travel through that door into the bedroom.
Yeah, that's not good.
And I was like, oh, this is so uncomfortable. And I get stage fright, so I couldn't actually do anything.
Oh.
So I had to hold it until we got out and go to public restrooms, which is it's just really annoying.
I
and
would
it's
take
unhealthy.
A hotel restroom over a
You would think so, but my friend was literally sitting outside the door and I did not want her to have to deal with that. But then it gets worse. We got back and I decided to have a shower.
Yeah.
And while I'm showering, I look up and I see my friend walk past. I was like, whoa, what? What is happening? There's like a little window from the bedroom that looks into the shower.
Pardon me?
Why?
Why do you need that?
Why exactly?
What's the point of that?
Luckily, it fogged up pretty quickly, so no one could see in or out. But I just don't understand. Like, it's not always couples that are staying in these motel rooms.
No.
Sometimes it's just friends who don't need to see their friends on the loo or showering.
No, that is very true. That is true. I don't understand why. That's just... It seems wrong.
I know. So my friend's now gone back to Canberra. We haven't spoken since. It's very awkward. Pretty sure she saw my boobs.
Good to know. Good to know. Well, did you... When she showered and stuff...
did I return the favour?
Did you return the favour just to make things even? I think that would be only fair. It's like, well, hang on a second. Just to make it equally as awkward from both sides of the scenario, maybe I should just take a quick peek.
I feel like that is something you would do, not I. I stayed well away from that little peek hole.
I have a similar feeling to what you're thinking. Probably just me. It's hard to find a job these days. It's hard if you're in a job, you want to find a new job, Gab. It's hard if you're not in a job and you want to find your first job. It's just hard.
Okay.
It's hard. So you have to create a point of difference between yourself and other candidates for certain jobs.
I always rock up to my first interview with coffee.
Do you?
But you got to get that first interview to be able to make that impression.
All right. Well, there's a guy in the States. His name is Dwayne Kirkland. And he went, you know what? I could just give you a written copy of my resume if you want and a cover letter saying this is who I am and this is what I'm looking forward to. Here's my 5-year plan. Or I could rap it. So he's decided to make a video of him rapping his resume, essentially, and he's inspired by Kendrick Lamar's track DNA. Check this out.
Cause it ain't a secret, you won't find this in a diary, that I'm a hard worker and you can criticize, and I won't take it personal. I know there's room to rise. I hope this emphasize that for the job I'm fit, and if you're penny wise then you'll realize I'm really it. It's legit, never quit, I'm a different applicant. I'm a real counter puncher, I am not a counterfeit. Yes, I'm cruising for a bruising, I know winning comes with losing, but enough of my lips moving higher. Let's get the proven gone.
Hired.
Hired?
Hired. Get that guy on board.
Yeah.
I want him working for me.
Who cares if he's a hard worker or not?
I don't care.
That guy can sing.
He even had a reference to Pennywise in there.
Magnificent.
Good on him.
Yeah, well done.
He's got a job from that, right?
Well, actually, he hasn't. Sadly. Not yet anyway, but he's still hoping.
Well, everyone needs to get on that.
Yeah.
He would be the best worker just to lift morale, if nothing else. I am suffering from an injury today, though, Hamish. I'm finding it very difficult to talk because my entire mouth is kind of numb.
Right.
And it's all because I had a packet of salt and vinegar chips yesterday, and I haven't had salt and vinegar chips in quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very much loving it.
Yes.
I really enjoy a bit of salt and vinegar. I love the tang.
No, I hate it.
Halfway through the pack, I was like, oh, God, my mouth is starting to burn.
Yeah.
But I continued through.
You powered on anyway.
I powered on. I finished the packet. And I'm pretty sure I burnt my mouth with all the vinegar that was in the packet. And I don't think the salt would have helped.
Yeah.
Yeah, vinegar can burn.
Yeah, I'm not saying vinegar can't burn. What I'm saying is, can you sustain an injury from a packet of chips?
Well, obviously you can, because I have. And I've even got, like, skin coming off my inner cheeks.
Okay, that's
this
gross.
Morning, I was like, oh, God, I'm a bit hurting.
Yeah.
And I rubbed my tongue along my cheek and little bits of skin came off.
That is so gross.
And I'm just finding it really
Enjoy
hard to
your
talk.
Breakfast, everyone.
I can't feel my mouth.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult when your job is to
talk.
To speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want to know this morning, 13, 12, 16, who else out there has had an injury sustained from food?
Are we talking like a nasty packet of salt and vinegar chips also? Or are we talking I poisoned myself once? In fact, I've poisoned myself twice with my own cooking.
That too? That works?
Yeah.
Any injury or sickness or illness or anything sustained by the one thing that we all love, food.
All right. Well, if food has struck back in some way, then give us a call, 13 12 16. We'd love to hear your story. Lucas on the line. Mate, what's happened to you?
Well, I've burnt certain sensitive parts of my body when cooking food.
Okay, I'm assuming when you say sensitive areas of your body, they are areas that should be clothed while cooking?
Yeah, definitely. I was deep frying food and splatter went everywhere.
No, you don't deep fry with no clothes on, Luke.
I learned that one the hard way.
Yeah.
You have an apron now, don't you?
Yes.
Statue of David
apron.
Yeah. Mm. Don't cook foods. Just have, you know, cold foods if you've decided to nude up in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Just go for a cold selection of whatever.
Antipasto plate.
Yeah, there we go. Do that.
That's a deep
fryer. Don't reach for the deep fryer.
All the bacon, because that spits too.
Yeah, yeah. Anything that needs to be cooked, keep the clothes on.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.